Well, the company Caterpillar said this week it is moving its headquarters to Chicago after nearly a century in Peoria. The company says it wants to be closer to a global transportation hub because so much of its sales come from outside the United States. When a big company leaves a city, it can leave an economic scar. That's something the people in Sydney, Nebraska are worried about. Sydney is the corporate home of the outdoor sports retailer Cabela's, which is merging with a competitor. Grant Gerlach from Here and Now contributor Harvest Public Media reports.
When you get off of Interstate 80 here at Sydney, Cabela's makes a big impression because at the store, they've got this giant bull elk sculpture out front. There's a Cabela's water tower, and next to that, the sprawling Cabela's headquarters. I mean, this multi-billion dollar company just pops up out of the range. That's Cabela's, the company with those huge stores that sell hunting and fishing gear. Cabela's has been based in Sydney for nearly 50 years, but now it'll become part of another hunting fishing outfitter, Bass Pro Shops, in a $5.5 billion merger. Cabela's currently employs 2,000 people in Sydney. That leaves this town of 6,800 in western Nebraska wondering how many residents will stick around.
We're all worried. You'd be a little naive not to be.
Joey Gorman is co-owner of Dude's Steakhouse, named for his grandfather who started the place. Drive west from downtown and you'll see the cutout of a cow on the roof, a reminder that this is ranch country. Dude's has been around since 1952. Cabela's $4 billion in revenue last year helps keep it going.
Cabela's has the biggest influence on our business. They always have, and we're proud to serve Cabela's, the family, and the workers, and all the way from the top six all the way down to the warehouse workers.
Gorman is waiting to hear what's next. Bass Pro says it wants to continue the Cabela's brand and keep workers in Sydney. How many workers, they won't say.
We just hope everybody can hold on until we get a good answer and everybody can breathe a little, that the buildings are filled up and the next company would like to stay around and hopefully give us a chance too.
Other towns have faced similar economic turbulence. Maytag, the appliance maker, left Newton, Iowa in 2007. HP stopped building computers in Greeley, Colorado in 2000. They adapted. Newton makes wind turbines now. The HP site is a new retail center. And Sydney itself has come through this kind of crossroads before. Outgoing Mayor Mark Nienheiser says when an Army ammunition depot closed in 1967, around 2,000 jobs went with it.
And they survived that. We're going to survive this.
The town never has matched its peak population of 8,000 in 1960, but has rebuilt while many rural towns struggle. Now the city needs to keep employment up to make new investments pay off. There's a new hospital, a new high school, and a new housing development that so far is only streets and sidewalks.
I think we're very confident that Bass Pro is going to do what they said they're going to do, and there's going to be a very significant number of jobs still here in Sydney. But we're going to look to finding new businesses to recruit to town so we can continue to grow in that way.
Businesses like Bell Lumber and Pole, which makes utility poles. It opened last year. 40 acres of logs, fir, cedar, and pine, stacked up like Lincoln logs. They'll be weatherized here and shipped across the country. Mark O'Dell is the plant manager.
We currently have 41 employees. Most of them do live out of Sydney. The farthest our employees drive would be from Kimball, 16-some miles, you know, to the west.
Bell Lumber is not like Cabela's. It's small, it's blue-collar, but it shows Sydney has assets, starting with its location. It's on the Union Pacific and Burlington Northern Railroads, and right on Interstate 80 and US 385, which runs from Canada to Mexico. With or without Cabela's, at least that gives Sydney a path forward. For Here and Now, I'm Grant Gerlach, reporting from Sydney, Nebraska.